It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to join us as a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most smartphones, *KTRS gets you in here as a free call. The Harris Challenge is a weekly topical trivia game. We'll have five contestants. Each of them will have a category. Each category will have five questions. All the questions will have point values associated with them. And if you get enough points, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. Holy macaroni. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
We have two locations in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Ruining myself for donuts.
We also have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card, and they have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And new to the prize pack this week, we have a pair of tickets to the Southern Uprising Tour featuring Travis Tritt, the Charlie Daniels Band, the Marshall Tucker Band, and the Outlaws.
All on one bill.
Yes.
This is the actual bands. This isn't a cover band version of those. These are the actual people.
This is awesome. This is September 30th at the Family Arena. Get more information, go to familyarena.com.
So those are your choices of prizes today. And if you get all the questions in your category right, we call it the clean sweep and award you two bonus prizes.
That's right. We're going to give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candici's.net. Plus, a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. It's great for women having those little hot flashes or guys that just want to cool down.
Yeah.
It's breezybuddy.com.
All right. So those are the prizes for the Harris Challenge today. Now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on as a contestant gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Go right ahead.
I'd just like to say hi to my wife and daughter, Emily and Tegan, and hopefully the Cardinals win this weekend, and everyone has a good weekend.
And go Blues! Oh, no, we're done with that. Oh, all right. Mark, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And when I say let's, I mean you aren't involved in it at all. I push the button, and the questions and categories come spinning out here. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? And then category two is, where was that? Or category three, Showbiz Week. Which one would you like?
Showbiz Week.
I'm sorry?
Showbiz Week.
Showbiz Week. Okay. Mark, we put 60 seconds on the clock. You need 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For 1 point, which late night host will return to host the Oscars in 2018?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Correct. Which of these bands was Chris Cornell, who died this week at 52, not the lead singer for? Soundgarden, Toad the Wet Sprocket, or Audioslave?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Correct. Which veteran St. Louis TV news anchor and reporter, known for his rumpled raincoat, died this week at age 77?
Do not know. Dick Ford?
It was John Aubel. He used to have a TV show with Dick Ford, though. Four-pointer, which classic rock band has reunited for a new tour with Deacon Fry replacing his father, who co-founded the band and died last year?
Eagle?
Yes, that's correct. Glenn Fry was his dad. Which former late-night host will receive this year's Mark Twain Prize for Humor?
David Letterman.
That is correct, David Letterman. And I think today, or maybe yesterday, marks 2 years since Letterman's final show there. Mark, you got the one, the two, the four, the five. That's 12 points. That's more than eight, so you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hang on, Dan will tell you about your prizes while I go to our next contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, you want to plug something?
No, I just want to, driving in traffic, just put in my plug for...
Your plug for what?
Society.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. So what was your plug for? Are we having a little cell phone problem here with Paul?
Yeah. I just want to recommend forming a turn signal society and taking those out of society that don't use them in traffic. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know what? That was intermittent because your turn signal's intermittent. Same thing.
Oh, no.
Same
okay.
concept there. All right, Paul, which category do you want? Have you been paying attention? Where was that? Or you know his name.
Oh, boy. Let's say, where was that?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, let's play the Harris Challenge. In which local school district has high school principal Dennis Newell rescinded all punishments against students who had walked out of class in support of their teachers?
Hazelwood East.
Hazelwood West, but I'm going to give it to you. Where did a man with a history of drunk driving plow his car into a crowd, killing one person and injuring 22 yesterday?
Times Square.
Correct. In what country did prosecutors drop rape charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange?
Sweden.
Correct. Which country's presidential bodyguards kicked and punched protesters outside its embassy in Washington, D.C. this week?
Turkey.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which European country's king says that he's been moonlighting as an airline pilot for the last 21 years to help him relax from his royal duties?
Oh, goodness. Wow. I'll say Monaco.
It is King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands. It sounds like a joke, but he says it's true. I told my daughter this, and she said, I would totally watch that as a Steve Martin movie. The king who moonlights as an airline pilot? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
All right, Paul, even if I didn't give you the one-pointer when you said Hazelwood East and it's actually West, you still got the two, the three, and the four, and that's enough points to make you a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I'll bring in our third contestant. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Let's hope for good weather tonight. Okay. No more down power lines.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're going to get some more storms, but we'll see. Categories are, have you been paying attention? You know his name, or the new third category, it happened in May.
Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Kathy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former U.S. Army soldier was released this week after serving 7 of her 35-year sentence for leaking information to WikiLeaks?
I forgot her name.
Okay, two-pointer. Which former FBI director has been named special counsel to investigate possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia?
I forgot his name. I know I picked the category.
Yes, you did.
Go ahead.
Which Democratic politician who did not run for president last year said last night that he never thought Hillary Clinton was a great candidate?
Oh, I got nothing.
Which late-night talk show host is being sued for joke stealing?
Kimmel?
Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
Which pizza chain was co-founded by Marion Ilitch, who tops Forbes magazine's list of the richest self-made women in America? Is it Domino's, Little Caesars, or California Pizza Kitchen?
California Pizza Kitchen.
It's Little Caesars.
Oh, I got nothing.
Joe Biden.
I don't get to go to the concert.
Joe Biden is the one who thought Hillary Clinton was not a great candidate. Robert Mueller is the special prosecutor in the Trump-Russia story. And Chelsea Manning is the woman who was released this week from prison after doing 7 years for leaking information to WikiLeaks. And Kathy, be proud of that goose egg up on the scoreboard. It's all yours, my friend. We haven't had one in a long time, but you get every single curve of that zero. And you also have to, of course, get punished. Here now is a guy by the name of Sidney Castle. You've never heard of this guy.
No.
But on the YouTube page for this song, it says, here's the song that made Sidney Castle a household name all across Canada. The Puttawakin song.
Sounds like the mayor.
He may be. Okay, all right. Let me pronounce it correctly. It's the Puttawakin song. Not to be confused with his brother Christopher.
Thanks, guys.
Kathy, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Bye.
Bye.
Here comes contestant number four. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. You want to suck up to the boss or shout out to the family?
My wife stayed home from sick. She's got the flu or something, so I'll give a shout to her to get well soon.
All right. It is definitely going around. Hope she gets over it soon. Which category would you like? You know his name or it happened in May?
I'll try it happened in May.
All right. This is not this May, but other Mays in history.
Gotcha.
60 seconds on the clock. Ed, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who defeated F.W. de Klerk for the presidency in South Africa's first multiracial election in May 1994?
I have no idea. Pass.
What was the name of the biology teacher arrested for teaching evolution in May 1925?
Pass.
What beverage did Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton invent in May 1886? Correct. What name is used to describe May 8th, 1945, the day Germany surrendered to Allied forces?
Armistice Day?
No, it's VE Day. Which country began withdrawing its troops from Afghanistan in May 1988?
U.S.
The Soviet Union. Back to the one-pointer. Who defeated F.W. de Klerk for the presidency in South Africa's first multiracial election in May 1994?
I have absolutely no clue.
How about the biology teacher arrested for teaching evolution in 1925?
Nope.
That was the famous Scopes monkey trial. John Scopes was the teacher's name. And the first multiracial election in South Africa was because the end of apartheid brought on Nelson Mandela after being released from prison to the power of the presidency. So, Ed, all you got was 3 points for Coke. And so I'm going to have to punish you as well.
I always come back to bugger walking. This Missy River, come from Montreal.
Let me tell you something. If you are from this town that he's from, you spell the name of your town every time you have to give out your address. I'm sorry. What was that again, sir?
Fuckin' a walkin'.
What's that?
Fuckin' a walkin'.
That's where I come from.
Okay, Sydney, have a seat.
I wouldn't mind doing that song.
Yeah, maybe you and the Daily Planet band can learn it.
Seventh Planet, yeah, we're going to try and learn that.
All right.
Nice. I deserve that.
Ed, have a good weekend.
See you too.
Here comes our final contestant. Hello, Rudy.
Happy Friday, everybody, and I just pray to God I don't have to be tortured.
Well, I think you speak for everyone
wow.
there, Rudy.
Yeah.
Except, of course, for all the fine citizens of Puckett-a-Walkin'.
Oh, my God. I've been listening a long time, Paul. I got to hand it to you. That's the worst punishment music ever.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it so much.
All right. Torture me. Hopefully I won't get tortured. Lay it on me.
All right. Here's the category, Rudy. You know his name. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which disgraced Fox News founder died this week at age 77?
It's Ailes or something.
That's correct. Roger
okay.
Ailes. Yes. Which former New York congressman who once called himself Carlos Danger pled guilty to sexting a 15-year-old girl in North Carolina today?
Pass.
Okay. Which former vice presidential candidate is said to be President Trump's top pick to become the new FBI director? In an interview this week, who claimed that racism is driving the 58 women who've accused him of rape and sexual abuse?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. Which country star will perform for a male-only audience in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, while President Trump is visiting there? Is it Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, or Tim McGraw?
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith. Back to the two-pointer. Who's that New York congressman, formerly known as Carlos Danger, who pled guilty to sexting a girl in North Carolina?
Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner is correct. And the three-pointer, the former VP candidate who Trump may pick to run the FBI, is Joseph Lieberman, who was Al Gore's running mate and a longtime congressman from Connecticut. I remember this. I don't know much about Joseph Lieberman, but I remember when he was running for vice president, he was asked by an interviewer, you're an Orthodox Jew. Will that get in the way of you performing the duties if you were elected vice president? He said, no, I will be there for the American people 24-6.
24-6.
That is a pretty good line. I like that.
Pretty good.
All right, you got the one-pointer, you got the two-pointer, you got the four-pointer. Oh, Rudy, that's only seven.
No! All right. I deserve it.
All right. Here it comes.
All right. Buggin' a-walkin'. Oh. Buggin' a-walkin'. That's where I was
born. Here, hold on, Rudy. I'll add to it. I'm going to add to it for you.
Yeah, we need something.
Next time, just shove some knitting needles in my ear, would you?
By the way, you know, you may think it's funny. You may think it's funny, but Sidney Kessel's Puckett a Walkin' song is the number one least chosen karaoke favorite in America.
Not anymore.
I enjoyed it. Next time I'll try to win because I do want the prizes.
All right.
Gentlemen, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Rudy. We'll see you in 60 days to play again.
I will. Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. By the way, if you come across something on YouTube that you think would qualify as punishment music, I do take suggestions so I don't have to keep digging back into my vault of horrible songs. I think it's been 10 years since we used Sidney Kessel and the Puckett a Walkin' song.
Wow.
If you've got one, if you find one, email it to paul@harrisonline.com, and when I use it on the air, I'll be happy to give you credit if you really, really want it. Some people say, please keep me anonymous. So the Harris Challenge is every Friday around 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.